I want to talk to you today about an opportunity I had recently to work with Courtney Dorsey. She created some beautiful photos in some very creative settings. She specializes in making people just look beautiful. Her real gift is with newborns, expectant mothers, and family photos. Courtney Dorsey Photography is my number one recommendation for your family photography. With an assistant right by her side, the environment is safe and fun for babies, for moms, and for families. This is an experience you're going to trust and an experience you're going to enjoy. Stop by her website to get connected to Courtney. That's Courtney Dorsey, CourtneyDorsey, photography.com. Courtney Dorsey Photography. Newborns, maternity, and family photos you're going to love. Today, we are recording episode number 6 of Inside Putnam. Let me take just a moment to say thank you. Thank you to all of my guests on the show. Also, thanks for the great response and feedback we've received in our first 6 weeks on the podcast. Your kind words and your tweets and posts, likes, shares, all of your praise, and even the constructive criticism, I am very happy to have received. After all, this podcast is for you, the community of Putnam County, and I hope it continues to inspire all of us to embrace all the good things we have in our community. Don't forget to visit us. We're on the website insideputnam.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and on Apple iTunes and Google Play. Spread the word. Tell your friends. There's a podcast just for us in Putnam County. So on to today's podcast, and if you have not had the opportunity to experience what my next guest today provides to our area, I highly recommend you do it. Today, Jordan Dotson stops by the Inside Putnam studio. She's going to tell us about her company called Sugar Mama Sweets. And Jordan is a wife, mother of three, and self-proclaimed lover of all things sweet. She hosts pop-up shops in the county and holds frequent cookie classes. So let's get right into today's time with Jordan. Jordan, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you. What's your connection with Putnam County? This podcast is about revealing all the wonderful things that we have in our county, all the things we love. What's your connection here and what's your history in Putnam?
Well, I am a new resident to Putnam County about 5 years now. And when Area 34 opened up, it just became the perfect opportunity to teach my cookie classes.
Okay.
It's a big space. It's convenient right off the interstate, and coffee shop doesn't hurt to pop in before class and have a drink.
Cool. Where are you from originally?
South Charleston.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about your family. I looked a little at your Facebook and your Instagram, and it looks like you're probably living a pretty busy, crazy life with three little ones.
Yes.
Tell us about them. All of them.
So my stepson is 12.
Okay.
So all the activities middle school has to bring. And then I have a 3-year-old and a 2-year-old. That's kind of where the name Sugar Mama came from. You know, being a mom is my number one priority, and I always have to put my family first and try to not go so crazy on cookies so our schedule isn't bombarded. But yeah, and I have a great husband who lets me stay home with the kids, and cookies was kind of a hobby that took off, but I'm glad it did. It's a blessing. So
cool. Well, let's dig deeper into that. How did this passion happen? The Sugar Mama Sweets is obviously your claim to fame here in Putnam County. How did that happen? Did you always love to bake, or how did you get into it?
Yeah, my favorite toy growing up was an Easy Bake Oven. It was I loved it. And then in my high school yearbook, my senior year, they quoted me saying, "Where do you see yourself in 5 years?" And I said, "Owning my own bakery." So it's always been in my blood. I've just always had the passion and the drive. But I thought about culinary school and decided, no, I'm going to do the more traditional, off to WVU, a big university. Always knew I liked working with kids and teaching. So I ended up getting my degree in elementary education.
Oh.
So then when we decided to start a family, you know, I was kind of going a little stir crazy being at home with these little babies. And I was like, let me try these cookies. These look cool. And then it just became an obsession and such a passion. And now that I can merge my love for teaching with my love for baking, it's just perfect. It's to see people get so excited and learn the craft from someone hands-on here in the area. It's awesome.
That's great. So you alluded to teaching those classes. Tell us more. Obviously, you do very creative cookie designs. What do you teach when a class is full, when someone signs up? What's that like? What's that experience?
So my classes here at Area 34, I typically do a kids class, and it's very laid back. It's just let them have fun. And then I have a beginner's class for more adults or young, like 10 and up, I would say. And that's where I walk you step by step through baking the dough. I give you a recipe for a good sugar cookie.
Okay.
You get the recipe for the royal icing. We go step by step through everything, every aspect of royal icing, because it can be very tricky. And what's nice about Area 34 is the projector on the wall. So I have my document camera. So even if the room is completely full, you can see what I'm doing step by step on the screen.
That's great.
So it really helps for people to be hands-on learning that way so they can grasp the concept. And then you usually walk away with about 10 decorated cookies from the class, and they're 2 hours long.
Okay.
Usually people come with a friend and they just have fun and just relax and all the hard work's done. I've baked the cookies. I've made the icing. You just come and decorate.
Well, your classes are typically full, from what I understand. You typically sell out every time. How many do you typically take in one classroom here at Area 34?
The room's rather large. It holds about 30, but I try to keep it smaller for kids. I try to cram them in there, like make sure we get all 30 spots filled. But then for the beginner's class, about 20. Okay. 22. I don't want everyone to feel like a number. I want them to have time to talk to me. You know, I want to be able to walk around and help them if they have a question.
Sure.
I don't want it to be too overwhelming.
Okay. What are some of your favorite experiences from past creations that you've done? What are some of your favorites? Tell us about your, I don't want you to give away any trade secrets, but sort of how your process goes, your creative thinking behind your creations. What gets you started? What motivates you and inspires you?
Well, when I'm designing sets for, let's say, my pop-up shops, okay. I think, what's a unique gift that someone could come in here and buy to give to their friend or their spouse? And I always love a good pun. So you'll see me do a lot of pun cookies. Like I just did a cookie that looks like a bomb popsicle. And one cookie said, "You're the bomb."
Okay.
And the other one was the bomb popsicle. And it looks like a real popsicle. Like, I try to make it look very realistic.
Yes.
I really try to take my time on all my sets. I could give you 1,000 cookies, but I want them to all look really nice and neat. So that's kind of not a secret, but I want my cookies to be all unique and very thought out and look just one of a kind. I don't want them to be sloppy. So if that means I can only produce 400 and my pop-up shop sell out, then that's just the luck of the draw. I mean,
Gotcha. Okay. Are your pop-up shops revolving around a season or a holiday, or are they also just ideas that you had and creative thoughts?
I would love to offer pop-up shops like every month, but usually I have to do it around holidays, Valentine's Day, Easter, a lot of teacher appreciation gifts at the end of the school year and the beginning. Those seem to do really well. Holidays are my favorite, like Christmas and Valentine's Day are my absolute favorite. You can just do so many cool things with those holidays.
Your Instagram and your Facebook pages are, to me, like walking through an amusement park. They're bright and they're colorful. It's such fun social channels you have.
Thank you.
How can people reach you? How can they connect with you? How can they follow you and learn more about Sugar Mama Sweets?
So I'm currently on Instagram. It's at Sugar Mama Sweets. And then I'm also on Facebook, and it's at Sugar Mama Sweets WV.
Okay.
I don't have a website. If you would like to sign up for one of my classes, follow me on my social media, and I always announce next week, you know, class for Valentine's Day will be coming up. You can sign up at 7 p.m. Tickets will be released, and I post a link to a website that you go to purchase your ticket.
Great.
I recently started teaching private classes at my home. it's 4 hours, and we do everything from start to finish, from bake the cookies, they bake them, they roll them out, they make the icing, we airbrush everything. It's like crammed into one session, but it's the baking process too. So that's something new that I was offering in January and February that I'd like to continue throughout the year.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you for being here. Would you come back on in the future when you have some great events
on
the horizon and talk about that? Let's look ahead for a minute before we go to April. And will you likely have some sort of activity or event happening around the Easter season?
Yes, I would definitely love to do some type of kids decorating class for Easter, maybe some fun like Easter egg cookies or something like that. And also a beginner's class for Easter. So just watch my social media pages for those, and I'll announce details whenever I get them figured out.
Fantastic. And we'll put those on our show notes too, so people can find those here on the podcast as well when you get all those details ironed out for the seasons that are coming up. Jordan Dotson of Sugar Mama Sweets, our guest today on the Inside Putnam podcast. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.